In July, Money Magazine and CNNMoney.com released the 2010 Best Places to Live list, which ranked Rogers as the 10th best small city for families. Jennifer Hale, Director of Marketing and Communication for the Rogers Lowell Chamber of Commerce, says they were honored to receive such a high ranking.
It really could have been any town in Northwest Arkansas, because this is it's such a great area to live in. And so, I mean, we were completely honored for Rogers to be named, you know, the number 10 best place to live in the country. I think we're all taken aback by it. We already knew it, but it's nice to see that the rest of the country knows it as well.
The report appears to have caught the attention of people all across the country. Hale says the chamber has received an increased number of requests for relocation packets from people living in Texas and Oklahoma, as well as several East Coast residents.
Ever since this ranking came out, almost immediately, we saw a huge increase in the number of people that were wanting our relocation guides and our packets, and we have been actually sending those out faster than we can put them together. We have had a huge increase in the number of people wanting to know about this area, and it shows with I was looking on here. I mean, just with the median home prices, the median incomes. I mean, these are all great stats that were on, you know, CNNMoney.com's list under the ranking. And people, when they see that, they're like, you know, they go where the jobs are. This area was just named the number two place for coming out of the recession. So a lot of people, you know, when you add all those things together, they want to come here. So we've been mailing out tons of packets.
To create the list, researchers started by reviewing all 746 U.S. cities with a population between 50,000 to 300,000. They narrowed the field by excluding locations where the median family income exceeded 200% or fell below 85% of the state median, among other criteria. Next, they screened out retirement communities, towns with significant job loss, and those with poor education and crime scores. The remaining places were ranked based on housing affordability, school quality, arts and leisure, safety, healthcare, and diversity. Reporters then visited the top 30 towns and interviewed residents, assessing traffic, parks, and gathering places, and considering intangibles like community spirit. Now that the ranking has been issued, Hale says the chamber is working on spreading the word.
We actually are going to be doing a marketing campaign. It's also going to be in connection with we just got reaccredited with 5 stars. So we're going to be using all of that information and kind of doing a marketing campaign, letting everybody know this is a great place to live. This is a great chamber. We can help you. We can help your business. You know, you need to come here and find out what we're all about.
Out of 7,000 chambers of commerce in the United States, only 66 have a 5-star accreditation. The Rogers Lowell Chamber of Commerce has earned that accreditation, which puts them in the top 1% of chambers in the country. Hale says one of the reasons Rogers has earned various high rankings in recent years is because the Chamber of Commerce is always striving for excellence.
We obviously would love to, you know, continue to be on these lists. That's something we strive to do for the people who live here and all of our members, not necessarily for the rankings. That's just who we are. And as being a 5-star chamber, that's just one of the things that we strive to do, is we want to make sure that the people here are happy, that they're getting what they need to get, that their businesses are thriving. And so we work towards that goal every day through programs that we offer, through different, our business conference and expos coming up, that's going to have a lot of great information in it for local businesses so they can help grow their business. It's a hard time in the economy right now, and so we're trying to put on programs that help them do that, and I'm glad that it shows in the rankings.
A complete list of the 100 best places to live is available at CNNMoney.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.